her. Let's get it.
Yeah,
Love
baby.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's the top spit of hot niggas, suckers, I do not feel a difference from me and your favorite rapper, I'm a lot realer. You ain't squad, I don't rock with you, we put it out, and all you do is run your mouth, that's a gossiper. Make a hater cry till your eyes fill up, once I lay them down, I promise you they will not get up. Or in the hospital, hoping that them shots fill up. Must have forgot, I'm everything that you not, nigga. I'm flying places you couldn't even pronounce. I don't value opinions, I can't put that in my account. I get it cooking, just look at what I'm about. These bars is cocaine, I'm pushing them in a drought. J-I-2-G, stay fly, I'm doofy. Show them how to do what they do, that means I'm doofy. Truthfully, you already know who the truth be. Always keep my foot on their neck, rocking some new trees. The talking just won't stress them. Truthfully, all the hating just making me go extra. I be killing these tracks, I need a trial date. I like the weed just like my music the loud way. A giant, I walk and you feel the ground shake. Another team touching Monopoly, fam, I'll wait. Nah, y'all really nothing like me, I'm pricey. Teflon strong as a Long Island iced tea. I'm beaming, that's the reason they don't like me. They stuck up in the trap where all the rats and mice be. J-I-2-G, stay fly, I'm too flea. Kill them for a price and get rid of the crew free. Grown man, I do whatever I do, please. Pocket full of brand new hundreds, nothing but blue cheese.
What's my motherfucking name? Giga. J-I-double-G-A. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. That's my nigga, Jigga, by John Jicks. We want to welcome everybody to the place to be. This is the place to be now. This is not the old show come bullshit with OG Tiger Lee. This is In the Place to Be with OG Tiger Lee, and I would appreciate it if you all come join me. Let's have some fun tonight, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the fun. I have missed being on the radio. Let me not lie about that. I have definitely missed. I won't say that I did not enjoy my time off, because I got a few things done and was able to get my head together and everything, but I'm back now. And I'm back, and I'm coming hard. I'm coming hard this season. So let's have some good time. Let's have some fun. Let's enjoy each other. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. This is For the Record Radio, where the independent artists do matter the most. I want you to come and kick it with me tonight here in the place to be, here on For the Record Radio. Definitely. It is now 7 o'clock in the Central Time, 8 o'clock out east, 5 o'clock out west. I challenge each and every last one of you to come kick it with your boy, OG Tiger Lee. New York, stand up. Like my guy Flawless says, BX in the building, stand up. Let's go. Bronx, where you at? Where you at? Brooklyn, where you at? Yeah. Cali, where you at? Come holler at me. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee.
You know the Bronx always in the building. OG Tiger Lee, what's good, baby? You know what the fuck going on? You can't say the Bronx and me not coming. Hold on. There's another Bronx nigga around here.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, my motherfucking nigga. My motherfucking guy. My God. What's up, my God?
I got
zero smiles on the line. Smiles, you
was rocking, was rocking.
Oh man, we chilling, man. We definitely. I think he got so hyped, he might have hung up with his face, y'all. So stay in tune. He gonna come right back. He wasn't expecting that.
I'm back, y'all.
This is the place to be, right, Smiles? With OG Tiger Lee, this is the place to be.
Big facts.
You know what? I'm going to play some Dre the Rapper. I'm feeling a little Minnesotian tonight. Let's play that chicken.
Mm.
Hold on. Pull up.
I'm back. My motherfucking phone. I got one of the damn phone. When you push the volume button, that motherfucker will shut the hell off. I can't stand this generic ass motherfucker.
I told y'all.
That's the shit with all these goddamn cheap ass electronics. We ought to go back to the good old days. Motherfucker, pick up a nickel and a dime and hit the fucking payphone. Fuck all this new generation shit. You know, but I digress. There, let me be real about this shit. There is some usefulness for this bullshit, but this bullshit is a bunch of that bullshit. Goddamn phone don't work half the time. Then they charge it too goddamn much money just to be able to talk to a motherfucker. $1,000 for a goddamn little square box. What the fuck is that shit? Fuck out of here. I'm on mine tonight, God.
Hold on, man.
I'm on my shit tonight.
Yo, OG, I got a request, man. I want to hear that Jada Rapper Chicken Head remix. Let's run that. You dig it?
Oh, man.
Run it. Drain. Get that chicken head. Love. That go to fans. Bow, bow. Make them blink up. Bow, bow. Blink his ass. Bow, bow. Make them blink up. Bow, bow. Niggas dead. Bow, bow. Make them blink up. Bow, bow. Pick up your man. Bow, bow. Make them blink up. Bow, bow. That go to fans. Bow, bow. Make them blink up. Bow, bow. Blink his ass. Bow, bow. Make them blink up. Bow, bow.
Coming at you live and in charge and the place to be. That's Dre the Rapper. Chicken Head. That's a Chicken Head remix. He's out of Minnesota. Shout out to you, my brother. Definitely vibe with that joint right there. This be your boy, OG Tiger Lee. I'm here on For the Record Radio, and this is the place to be. Tonight's topic here on the place to be is family. That's what tonight's topic is. It's all about family. We want to talk about family. I don't give a damn whether it's good or bad. You want to talk your shit about your family, talk your shit about your family. That's okay, because I got some bullshit motherfuckers in my family, too. So, you know, and yes, you might hear me talk about the motherfuckers. I wish they was listening. I'd like to believe they listen. That way they can hear this shit I'm talking. I have an issue, even when it comes to family. I have an issue with fake shit. I can't do fakeness. I don't like fake. I can't stand fake. I hate fake motherfuckers. I don't like that shit. And anybody that's heard me on this platform before has heard me express this. I don't even like fake family. And when I say fake family ain't just the motherfuckers you're around every day. I'm talking about those that you was brought up with. Some of them are fake. People have an idea. They have the tendency to say that family is all about blood. No, family ain't always about blood. Some of the worst motherfucking shit that'll happen to you will be because of your blood. You understand what I'm saying? And see, I'm a different kind of motherfucker. I have a don't give a fuck attitude, so I'll cut a motherfucker off and never speak to them, whether they blood or whether they not blood. But I digress. We don't want to just talk about the negative tonight. We want to talk about the positive as well, because there's good things come from some families. I do have some family members that I enjoy coming around when they do come around. You know, I don't hold it against them because, you know, the OG is kind of, he's kind of a loner. He does his own little thing. You understand? Keeps me out of bullshit because OG's something else. OG will smack a motherfucker in the mouth too quick if he say the wrong goddamn thing too fast. So I try to stay to myself. That way I don't whine. Backup in the penitentiary for motherfucker testing my skill level. So, yeah, family, that's what it's all about tonight. It's all about us having some fun and enjoying each other's company. Let's laugh, let's joke, let's cry, whatever we got to do, let's do this. All right? So let's enjoy ourselves tonight. Guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead, drop one more on them, and then what we're going to do, we're going to go on and get into this topic real heavy. Absolutely. So hit them with one more quick one. And notice I said a quick one. And then let's go ahead and get into this topic. Family, be prepared. Call in. Hit the line. 929-477-2425. Come talk your shit with me in the place to be. This is OG Tiger Lee. Come on, have some fun with me tonight. Let's do this. Gaza, you got it?
This is gonna give me my money, man.
Yo, put your hands where I can see them. See a man right there, you wanna be him? It's enough room in the mausoleum. Give me the dead president before you meet him. Lost too much, that's how you treat him. All black Desi boy, that's how you greet him. To the wolves, we feed them cause we don't need them. I'm from CT boy, that's how we bring
them. Give me my money.
Yo, I don't take no shorts. I want all of mine, of course, so
give me my money.
I might ride by on your porch. Desert Eagle hovering your... So
give me my money.
You need to pay the man what you owe. You not rocking with the amateurs, bro. So
give me my money.
This is how the story's gonna go. I want mine, I'm taking it, bro. So
give me my money.
Yo, them greenbacks, you need to off that. Come from clean off, homie, and we all strapped. When you see us coming dressed, they all black. We ain't come here to talk, forget the titter chat. We don't play no games, not with the pity pack. Success is the aim, so let the zimmy clap. Life is a gamble, I guess I'm with the crap. So give me that, you see the Drake on my lap. Gets a standing ovation whenever it claps. Off a dollar in a dream, but next perhaps. I'ma keep spitting raps till my lungs collapse. Run everything, this is your final lap. Go against the grain, you gotta be insane. Love living my life in the fast lane. Being broke, I never felt that pain. I never derail, I'm on the money
train.
Give
me my money.
Yo, I don't take no shorts. I want all of mine, of course, so
give me my money.
I might ride by on your porch. Desert Eagle hovering your... So
give me my money.
You need to pay the man what you owe. You not rocking with the amateurs, bro. So
give me my money.
This is how the story's gonna go. I want mine, I'm taking it, bro. So
give me my money.
When it comes to this cash, I don't play. Black ski mask and I lay in the hallway. I came to get mine and I needed it yesterday. Empty out the bag, man, tomorrow's another day. I promise I ain't playing with you.
I set your soul free, it ain't staying with you.
Everybody in here laying with you. They paying with you and they praying for you.
Give me my money.
Thank you.
Give me my money.
Y'all know who that is. That's that nigga Humphrey Bogart. With give me my money. I feel you, Humphrey. I need my money, too. I like money. They don't give me enough of it on my job. That's what it is. Yeah. This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee. I want you to come and kick it with me here in the place to be. Tonight's topic is family. Come and kick it, and let's talk about family tonight. It don't have to be good. It don't have to be bad. It can be a little of both. Let's just have a good time and enjoy each other's company. We don't want to rail on people too much, but, you know, if you feel like you need to let loose and say a few words, then, you know how I am. I don't give a damn. If you're grown, you can say what the fuck you want to say, so speak your shit. Talk your shit. That's what this platform is for. This is your boy, OG Tiger Lee. And that's what this is, all about the family. Zero Smiles, tell me all about your family. You on there? Mr. Smiles, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What's up?
All right. There you go. Well, you got to keep up with me, my brother, because I be going.
I'm here. I'm locked in.
My brother, family, I definitely appreciate it.
Without getting into too much detail, family's what you make it in my eyes, you know?
It's not
the family you born with, it's the family you make in your life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't speak to the majority of my family, like my biological family. I don't speak
that's
to the majority of them. But I got people that's never been family, that's not biological, but that's family to me, that I consider family, that I speak to more than anybody else. So it's the family you make, not the family you have in my eyes.
And I agree with that 100%. And the reason I agree with it, because I got a brother by the name of Fire Gotham. That's my brother. That's my brother for life, no matter what. You understand?
Exactly.
He's not my – yeah, he definitely not blood related to me, but he might as well be. His family is my family. They all – I can't get around them. So, you know, I absolutely love it. You know, it gave me a sense of purpose because, you know, let me be real. After my mother passed away – a lot of my family kind of dispersed. My mama was the glue that held us together, you know, all us kids and all that. And, you know, once she was gone, everybody just – I haven't talked to some of my family in 2-3 years now. You know what I'm saying? Is it a little hurtful at times? I'd be lying to say it isn't, because I'd be lying to say I don't love them. I do wish the best for them. But at the end of the day, I'm a type of motherfucker. If you don't want to fuck with me, I don't want to fuck with you. So it's what it is. That's the way I look at it. I do agree 100% with what you said, though. Family isn't always about blood. Sometimes the best family comes from those that are outside the bloodline. That's the best family.
Yeah, like
you see,
like you bring up Gaza, I bring up Gaza too. That's like I lived in a foster care system my whole life. So ever since me and Gaza got in contact and became friends, Gaza's like my older brother. I call Gaza about my problems more than I call anybody else. So that's like my older brother, and that's family to me. And I have one of my homeboys in the Bronx, Peck. That's family right there too. Like I got a lot of people that's not blood related to me that I'll die for. That's my brothers.
Absolutely.
And is my own brother. Even though he's my brother, I wish no harm on him. But he's done stole my identity. He done so much wrong to me. Even though that happens to him, I'm there because that's my brother. But I don't speak to him. At all. Like, we didn't communicate. I checked to see if he was okay if something happened. But other than that, there's no communication because he wronged me so many times.
Yeah, and I get that. You know, I done had one of my brothers sleep with one of my ex-wives when I was incarcerated, all sorts of shit. Told on his damn self, dumb motherfucker. But nevertheless, you know, I'm kind of like you. I differ in one respect, though. I don't give a fuck. They can be out there on fire, and guess what? I don't give a damn. You know, I spent 24 years in the penitentiary, and I understand that some of my brothers, I have brothers that are older than me, and I have sisters a couple years younger than me. The younger generation, I don't fault them, but when I was incarcerated, you know, if it hadn't have been for my mama keeping me abreast of everything, I wouldn't have known nothing. What I enjoy seeing is every time I look out there and I see the togetherness of certain family members where brothers and sisters hang out and do things, go to cookouts and shit like that, I'm a little envious of that because that's how we were raised to be, but yet and still, that's not how we are, you know, and I kind of feel like it does a disservice to my mother and my father and the upbringing that was laid upon us. So, you know, I feel a certain way about certain things, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
yeah,
I'm like you. I you know, it's about mama is what it is. It's not about them. It's about mama. So if I did do anything for them, it would be because of my mama, not because of them.
Yep.
Believe it. Gaza will get it first before my blood will.
I made a promise to my Uncle Knowledge before he passed that at least I could do is, you know, make sure everybody's okay. I don't have to like everybody. I don't have to respect everybody. But if something happens, I gotta at least, you know, check in and make sure everything's okay.
Everything good. And I agree with that 100%, my brother. You know, it's hurtful. But at the end of the day, like you say, they are family. So, you know, no matter what, I do it for my mama. I try to keep an eye on them for my mama. I got a brother live right down the street from me. I don't even speak to him. I walk past him.
Hey,
like
my dad lives a mile away from me. I don't speak to him. He don't even see his own grandson.
You understand?
Like I said, it's the family we make, you know?
And it is.
And most people don't realize that the people that a lot of your friends could turn into your family. You could create your own family. You're not designed to be inside that same nest. You're designed to create your own family. I have my own family now, and it's different.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I do got a family that's different. His name, Uncle Different. That's my brother right there, Uncle Different.
Uncle Different is different.
Absolutely. Yeah, but that's what makes him unique. You understand what I'm saying? And I love that about him. I love who he is as an individual. He ain't never bullshitted me and he never come across. He like me. You know, we OGs and that fake shit, he ain't with that. He ain't with that. He in the business too much to be about that fake ass shit. Yes, for sure. I'm glad of the family that I do have, and one of the most important families I have in my life is For the Record Radio. That is my family. Every member that's on the For the Record Radio, Zero Smiles, King Miami, the Beautiful Red, 80 the Great, myself, and the captain, the chief, the one that leads it all is my guy, Flock Gossip. That's my dude right there.
Man, shout out Flock Gossip, man.
That's my family. That's my family. Yes. Yeah, we done bumped heads a time or two, not nothing serious, and we ain't going to never have nothing serious because I won't allow myself to get that way with him, and he won't allow himself to get that way with me. You understand what I'm saying? But we talk and we communicate because that's what the best thing family does. Family don't go around trying to beat each other. You know what I'm saying? I trust that man with my life. Real deal. You understand?
Big facts. Like I
real facts.
I have ADHD, and I my mind be running, like running. And God is my voice. If my wife's not my voice of reason, God is my voice of reason.
God,
he's like, yo, bro, slow down.
Yeah, it is.
Just take it, chill out. Think of it this way, like, yeah, because I'm always on go. I'm always on go, so it's good. And I'm the oldest in my biological family, other than my older sister, who I didn't meet until I was 18. So God is like my older brother, so I've never had an older brother to be like, yo, bro, you're going too fast. Slow down. Chill out.
Yeah, slow down.
And just that alone is enough.
And
people
see,
don't realize that makes that those small things make some family. It's not about
it's not about him answering the phone.
It's about him being like, yo, bro, I'm a voice of reason. I've done this. Try this. Or I've seen
it's
this. Do that.
It's the genuineness I see. I see the genuineness in all of you. Let me tell you something. I would not be doing this For the Record Radio if I didn't think my brother was worth it. You understand what I'm saying? I do this not because I enjoy doing it. I do this because I want to support my brother's dream. He has a dream, and I'm going to help him do the best I can to help him reach that dream, as we all are. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer. There's an old song, and motherfuckers, you know, I don't know how God said it, but it's about giving you your flowers while you're living. I believe it's okay to toot a motherfucker's horn every now and then and let them know that you appreciate them, that you appreciate the shit they do, because that's what family is. Family is somebody that you should be able to lean on when shit get difficult, when shit get rough, when you having one of them fucked up ass days, you know what I'm saying? It could be just simply, hey, what's up? Ain't heard from you in 2 or 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Just want to make sure you good. You understand what I'm saying? Real talk.
Big facts.
Me and Gaza, we don't talk every damn day, but he know I'm here. He knows that. And all he got to do is pick that line up. If I don't answer right away, guess what? Within 5 minutes, as long as I'm not on my job on that phone, I'm going to hit him back, see what's up, what's good. And that's what,
yep,
that's what it's
likewise
all about.
Too, Gaza. I think I annoy Gaza sometimes. I hit that nigga up almost every day. But if I go a day or two without hitting him up, he's gonna think something's wrong. He's gonna be like, yo, he'll hit me like, yo, you good? You ain't hit me up in 2 days. Like, that's not your normal, you all right? So
those small, like I said, it's
the small details. It don't take a lot to be considered family. Sometimes it's
just enough.
And I agree with that. Sometimes it's the small things that matter to me. It's not the big shit. It's the small things that are significant in a motherfucker's life, and when a motherfucker does the shit that he does, that makes a difference to me. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, I do a lot of cussing. I just thought about that. I cuss a lot, don't I? God damn. Woo! My black ass be cussing. I be wanting to let loose sometime. I can't let loose on the job and talk about the motherfuckers on the job and shit like that. I want to be respectful, you know, because we all after the same thing, that money. But, yeah, family. That's the ongoing topic for the evening. I want other people to give us a call tonight here on For the Record Radio, and let's talk about this family situation. Stop bullshitting with OG Tiger Lee, and come on, let's open this up and let's have a conversation. We talking about family tonight. I got my man Zero Smiles on the line with me. I definitely appreciate that. If I would be lying to say I wasn't a little nervous about coming back, so you know what I'm saying? Here's what we going to do. Zero, you hold on. You ain't going nowhere tonight. I got you all night.
All right, I'm right here. I'm locked in.
My brother. Here's what we going to do. We're going to take a call. We're going to play a cut. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a song. And then what we going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a song, and then hopefully we'll have another caller pop up on the line. Okay. Okay. Gaza, hit him with something.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
This is the beautiful red.
It definitely is. I just had to say welcome back to the airwaves, OG.
I appreciate it, baby. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back.
We have
you
missed
how...
your wisdom and your insight. We definitely miss
well,
you. I know you ain't been far away, no way. But
yeah, I've been right here. Trust me, I've been around. I've been right here the whole time. You just didn't know
it. I told him, I said, he ain't never went nowhere. He might have took a little break from the airwaves, but he ain't never left.
I ain't went nowhere. Not one, not no, nowhere. And I ain't going nowhere. As long as there's a photo record radio, there'll always be an OG Tiger Lee supporting that.
Born into. It's the family
you already
that you
know.
Make, so.
There was a reason.
And I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do for us and making sure that we all keep our head cool and screwed on right.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys do that without my help. Let me be honest. Y'all the ones that help me keep my shit together, keep my head screwed on right, and I'm the one that should be showing you some appreciation for that. Real talk. Y'all,
the whole crew, the whole family,
because that's what we are, the family, the whole For the Record family. That's what we're about. We're about uplifting and supporting one another. And like I said, even though I wasn't on the radio, I'm always going to be there to uplift and support. I give my opinions in the
always.
Background. You know me. If something needed
always.
To be said that needed to be said, I would come on and say it.
It gets
you know
it. That part. You can always count on OG to tune in with the wisdom and the things that you need. Sometimes you need people who are going to love you enough to say what you need to hear, not
what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, life can be rough. Life can be, you know, we all struggling and we all trying to make it. We all trying to do some things here. And sometimes we just need somebody to lift us up and just tell us, hey, you know what? Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't stop. You know, a lot of times the problem we have with not succeeding is the fact that we give up too quickly. You see what I'm saying? That breakthrough could be right around the corner, and then we just get frustrated. You got to realize this. in life, anything worth having, unless you born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you living on mama and daddy's hard-earned money, life is all about the struggle. And if you want to do something and you want to be somebody and you're striving to do that, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have some ups. You're going to have some downs. But you can't always lean on the ups and be smiling always on the ups and then ignore the downs. You understand? You have to realize that the downs are there for a reason as well. They're down to teach you. They're there to teach you a lesson. You understand? So what you do is you glean from that. You glean from that downtime. Take what you can from it. But then you get rid of it. Let it go. It's done. It's gone. Goodbye. And then go forward. Look for some more of them good times. It's not always going to be sunny. Some days it's going to rain. Some days you got to get the umbrella out.
That's
for
right.
For sure. For sure, Odette. Well, sis, I definitely appreciate you calling in. 100 on that. Let me check my thing here. Yeah, let me ask you this question, because you always drop some wisdom and some knowledge on us here at For the Record Radio, especially on my show. Tell me what you think. What you think about family? What is family to you?
Well, the majority of my family are not blood related to me, to be honest.
Okay.
And that I
okay.
That's a true statement. Not only am I a sibling of 18, but
uh-huh.
I'm really a loner. Even after all
yeah.
of that, like, my mother is gone, my grandparents is gone, I ain't got nobody left but my father. So y'all are really
uh-huh.
like my father figures. Like, y'all are my male influences, my brothers on the radio, my artists that I hang out with, Swab on them. Like,
mm-hmm.
y'all are my male influences in my life. So
absolutely.
I consider y'all important to my growth and the knowledge that I have as a woman. A lot of people don't realize that, like,
uh-huh.
you can only gain so much from the opposite sex if you expose yourself
uh-huh.
to that. And I appreciate the
right.
knowledge and stuff that you guys give me. Not, and y'all don't treat me like a girl. Y'all give it to me wrong.
No,
so,
no, you family. You are
wrong.
You
and
are
I,
sister.
And I appreciate that insight. So for me,
yeah.
family is people who can conversate, people who can fight, people who can love, people who can support, and still not leave each other.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. You know, yeah, family bickers sometimes. You get the most bickering when it. You know what I'm saying? Things like that when it comes to your family, your biological family, and even those that aren't biological, you know, you bump heads. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, can you come back together like family is supposed to? Hey, bro, I love you. I miss you. It's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Can you do that? Because that's what real family does. Real family don't sit behind the scenes and talk shit out their mouth about a motherfucker they claim to love so much. You love me so much, but why are you running my name? Why are you downplaying
yes.
me? Why are you doing this? Why you can't uplift me? Because that's what family is supposed to
and
be.
And a lot of people go through that and experience that. And that, and it is unfortunate that a lot of people with their actual family members, that they're
uh-huh.
not able to be that close. Because like y'all, like you and Smiles have said, like I've had situations with people who I should have never crossed certain boundaries with.
Right.
But
right.
You that's why they say loyalty is not loyalty does not determine your family.
No,
loyalty
no.
is what
it is, and I don't want to downplay those that got good family members and that are you know that you
yeah,
know that ain't everybody's
like
family.
Every single family, if you're being honest, every family member got the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the ugly, there's some dysfunction. We all dysfunctional. You cannot live in this world, especially in this fucked up ass United States of America, and not. Realize that we go through things sometimes in family. I don't know why my mind is getting so goddamn distracted. Yeah.
It's a heavy topic. Anytime family,
it is a heavy topic.
Anytime
it
family
is a
relationship comes in, it's a touchy topic because, of course, you don't want to offend nobody, but sometimes you got to tell family how you feel so that people can really
you know
understand,
what?
Like, hey, this is what it is.
Absolutely. But I'm going to disagree with you about not wanting to offend no motherfuckers. Fuck a motherfucker. I'll offend them. I'm that dude.
Right.
I don't give a damn. I'm going to tell the truth whether they like it or not, because some people, that's what they need to hear is the damn truth.
Yeah.
Let's be real about shit. People want to be mollycoddled in this damn world, soft as fuck. This world is soft anymore. The motherfuckers
are
in it, they think they hard. They're not that damn hard. And I'm not trying to downplay anybody's level of, but overall, in an overall general scheme of things, this world is soft compared to what it used to be. Look, let me explain something to you. I walk 3.5 miles of fucking work every day. And I walk home most of them days. You understand what I'm saying? To sit there and listen to a 19, 20-year-old tell me, oh, no, that's too far. Well, fuck out of here. Nigga, you should be running that backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Y'all spoiled with these cars and all this shit. Don't get me wrong. I want me a bit whip, too. You know, I like me a nice whip. But at the end of the day, come on. Come on.
What's
y'all soft. Y'all can't do what we do. I was homeless and struggling and, you know, had to hustle. They don't even have hustle nowadays. They want everybody to give them some shit. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just took a whole nother tangent. So let me bring it back to the family thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the only reason I kind of said that is because I got some of them younger family members that think they know a whole lot of shit and really don't know nothing. That's what it is. That's why I went that way. But, yeah, most definitely. But like I said before, sis, I definitely appreciate you calling in, tapping in. OG always going to appreciate it. I need all the love I can get as I'm starting to get to my senior years.
Well, you definitely got back up over this way.
That's some funny shit. I ain't going to never be a senior citizen, don't you know?
My mom said, don't nothing get old but shoes.
Shoes, that's it. That's the only thing get old. I ain't going to never be a senior citizen. They got me fucked up. Yeah. They wonder why I got them so young, because I can't help myself. they my family, too, and I love them all. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, sis. I definitely appreciate you tapping in. Y'all,
of
that's
course,
the beautiful
I love
red.
You.
Hey, here's what I want you to do. I love you, too, baby. Go ahead. Drop your social media on the people and promo your show. Let them know when they could tap into you.
Hi, you guys. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, also known as Sunday Night's host for the Red Spotlight, where I touch bases with the elite in your city and mine. Please make sure you guys tune in with me 7 p.m. every Sunday, powered right here on Porter Record Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, absolutely. Definitely appreciate you tapping in, sis. You and yours have a good evening. And
you
Gaza,
too.
Let's
love
drop
you guys.
Something on the. I love you too, baby. Drop something on them, Gaza. Yoo-hoo.
Uh-huh. And the same bitch talking that shit, be the same bitch eating my dick up, slapping your face, put that in throw. Yeah, I'm about to do it to the bitch, get hiccup. She be thirsty, I don't pick up, I won't hit, she won't kick it. And she thick, but bitch, I'm lit up. Go. I'm fresh, I'm good, I'm suited, but I try 28 for the bow. Shorty, give me that neck, that brain, when you done, act slow. Go. Guns like belts, keep that fashion. Spin that block like dancing. 2 Glocks, 2 dicks, woof, that faggot. Don't sneak diss me, just tag me. Meanwhile, I'm coming up racking. These niggas broke that tacky. Step on them, no loose. The brothers be red like Suwoo. My shooters, train, choo-choo. Ask your bitch what you doing on the op-block. Bitch, be eating on op-block.
Okay.
We ain't talking about rah-rah. And the FN, when the blow go rah-rah.
Okay.
And my grandma used to tell me, fuck them hoes, get them dollars. My baby mama be tripping. I think she want my chicken. Big tech, all blues is crippin'. But in court, I be broke, that's different. Them niggas that be hatin' on me, can't touch this shit like biz. Whole time, they be sayin' like chess. I be thinking it was rock, paper, scissors. She be movin' that, ooh, let's get it. She be movin' that, ooh, let's get it. And the same bitch talking that shit, be the same bitch eating my dick up. Slapping in your face, putting that in throw. Yeah, I'm about to do it to the bitch, get hiccup. She be thirsty, I don't pick up. I won't hit, she won't kick it. And she thick, but bitch, I'm lit up. Go. Go. I'm fresh, I'm good, I'm suited. But I try 28 for the boat.
Yeah, just like that. That's exactly what it is. That was my guy out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, John Ray, with that rip joint. Just like that, for sure. Callers, don't hang up. I want to hear from every last one of you. So please don't hang up. Come on, join OG Tiger Lee here in the place to be. Tonight's topic is family. I am definitely enjoying myself. Let's go ahead. Here's what we want to do. We want to go ahead and get to the next caller. Caller, go ahead. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do, my brother.
It's your boy, Papa Rooski.
Papa Rooski.
Out of Miami. Yeah, Papa Rooski, P-A-P-A-R-U-S-K-I-I.
Yes, sir. What's up, Papa Rooski?
I'm all good, all ears, man. I'm with the Black Money World. You know.
All right, for sure. For sure.
We hit them back to back. I'm an artist.
For sure.
And I definitely got a big family, bro. I got about 9 kids, boy.
Yeah, for sure on that. I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah, man. You know, they say about family, man. You always got to put family first. You know what I'm saying?
That's
take care of home.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. You got to take care of yourself.
There you go. There you go. See, you caught on real quick. Yeah, you got to be number one. Hey, because I tell you what, Papa Rooski, the family, they'll drain you if you let them. They will drain you.
They definitely would,
sure.
Man.
Yeah, because I got some, they don't want nothing but, a handout. That's all they want. That's all they want.
I mean, it'd be like that. Sometimes you got to give a handout. Sometimes, you know, because you never know. It might come around, you might need it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After everything, you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to put on your big boy pants
and
get
you
going.
Do what you, the easiest thing to do in this world is not rely on nobody, whether it's family. Don't expect too much from your family. Don't expect too much from anybody. Just do you, be you, and at the end of the day, everything else will work out. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah, I had to learn that early, you know, being my mom raised, you know what I'm saying? That
uh-huh.
was in and out. So I had to teach myself how to be a man and finagle the whole thing by myself. Learn the hard way. Everybody make mistakes out there, so everybody got to learn from them.
Man, you talking to a three-time loser, so I definitely know about mistakes. Yes, sir, 24 years on the inside, I know mistakes. No, and let me say this. No, I take that back. First time was the mistake. The other times, that was a choice because I knew better. You understand? I made them decisions. So I can't sit up and call them mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And through it all, the biggest important member of my family was there to help me through it all, and that was my mama. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. I feel that, dog.
Yeah, sometimes that's all you got is your mama. For sure. You got anything new coming out here, Papa Rooski? Tell the people all about what you got about you about to drop.
Well, yeah, man, Black Money World, we about to hit everything and everywhere, man. We on a big come up, jump up. Shout out to my boy Warbucks City. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Fly Geyser. Shout out to my boy Duke. And the whole Black Money World family. We got this track forever, man. We all hit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got different like point of views in the song. We got our own different styles. So that's basically what we wanted to get of people, different piece of everywhere, different, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how we did this project, and we went from there, and we just gonna keep grinding, man.
And that's what you're supposed to do, keep grinding. Everybody can eat. There's enough for everybody to eat on out here. Just keep grinding, getting yours, and it's going to happen for you. You feel what I'm saying?
Let me ask.
I was going to say, I definitely appreciate you calling in and tapping into the line tonight. Here's what I want to know. There's a certain cut out there, and I want you to tell me if you happen to know what it is. Guys, I'll drop this on him real quick and tell me what this is, Papa Rooski.
That's forever, man.
Yo, Bash, you been tripping on them.
That's my new joint. Forever.
Go ahead. Drop it on the people. Tell the people what it's.
Spend that one time for the peoples, man. Let them know what Black Money World is about.
There it is right there. Drop it on them, Gaza.
Yo, Bash, you been tripping on them hoes.
Make it last forever and ever and ever, yeah. The rock, the crime, baby. You the heart up in my chest, baby. Beat the bass down hard, baby. Things try, try me like to fly, baby. You got me like a cry, baby. Got a day go, you my mind, baby. Walk that walk, you can talk that talk. Hit with that curve, whip up, and let us stand your aroma. Got me with less than potion. Got you wet up in the ocean. Kinda hard to keep focused. You the one, you the one, you the one. You the one, you the one, baby. Make it last forever and ever and ever, yeah, yeah.
Ain't the same without your head, girl. Late nights turn to early moans. Help me to heal when my heart is torn. No more promises, we dream catching. Those that treated us bad, I mean lessons. Far as a confession, confessing my love. Me and your connection like the stars above. I ain't saying that I'm perfect, but I know that I'm worth it. I can love you like I'm supposed to. Wanna be the one that you're close to. No lies, no games, no drama. Just us, our kids, good karma. That's the vision that I see for our life. Forever, your husband and wife. That's right, forever.
Make it last forever,
yeah.
And ever,
just
and ever,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. We got us.
Baby, make it last.
Uh-huh.
Make it last forever,
yeah.
Forever,
yeah.
Forever,
yeah.
Forever,
and
ever.
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah. Shorty, when I met you, I could feel it through your eyes. You was the one and I knew. You was quiet as cat, so I walked to your steps. Always gave you respect, you gave me mine too. It was righteous, and the vibes we shared, straight priceless. And the plans we had, we will accomplish. And the way we move together, you won't find it. Let's move around, love it when we wasting gas. With the music loud, when I'm driving fast, telling me to slow down. Our conversations with no sound, our heartbeats together. When the energy down, when the energy up, ain't no stopping us. You don't understand, there's never sex or lust. It's love,
motherfucker.
And that shit forever.
That shit forever. Make it last forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel that vibe right there. That's that Black Monday world. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Make it last forever. That D-Fly Gossip. Papa Rooski. And Mr. Progress. Also, my boy, City Boy. We don't want to miss him either. This is the Black Money family with Make It Last Forever. Forever. Yes. Aye. For sure, for sure, for sure. Alright, here's what I want to do. I got another caller on the line, so I'm, you know what? I want to find out who this caller is. I want to shout out again, Papa Rooski. Appreciate you calling in and tapping in with the OG Tiger Lee. Anybody that calls in with the OG Tiger Lee is always family to OG Tiger Lee. Only thing I ever ask for in my life is respect me, and I'm going to respect you at the end of the day because nobody wants the disrespect. I've been there. I've done that, and I'm good at it, so don't nobody want that shit. Nevertheless, I'm glad to add every last one of y'all to my family.
I got one caller. I want to go ahead and take this call. Caller, go ahead and let us know who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Hello. Yo, what's the word?
What's good? Talking to right now?
Man, this your boy, Yellow Boy on the beat, man, straight out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yellow Boy, straight out of Minnie, ha-ha, like we used to say back in the day. Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Sir.
You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. For sure, for sure. Yeah, I definitely appreciate you calling in, Yellow Boy, for real, for real. Definitely on that. You know what tonight's topic is. It's all about family. So as you begin to think about the topic, let me ask you to go ahead, drop your social media on the people, and tell them what you do.
For sure, for sure. My real name Ray Vaughn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you can find me on Facebook at Ray Vaughn, or you can find me on IG or Twitter at Yellow Boy on the Beat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm a young 27-year-old producer, man, from Minnesota, just been trying to do my thing with it, trying to find my lane where I'm supposed to go.
Right. Well, I tell you what, my brother, don't give up on that. You said young 27. I like that. I guess compared to me, you would be a little young.
Yes, sir.
But you know, I like to say, just because I'm an OG don't mean I'm only older. I ain't dead. I'm still young at heart. So you best believe that. Yes.
For sure.
And all my little honeys will tell you that. Yeah, he ain't. No, he good. He ain't dead. No, that's the OG. tell me about tell me about your family. I want to know about your family. That's the topic tonight. We talking about family, you know, whether good or bad. You know, I like to hopefully keep a positive spin on everything. But tell me about your family. What do you think about the topic that we have tonight in regards to family?
Man, I think it's important, man, to be for real, because I mean, shit, you know, everybody family go through shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how you trying to grow and evolve together. Like everybody elevates at their own pace, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Yeah.
And me being the youngest of five, you know what I mean? Like I done seen all of our hardships, you know what I'm saying? Like my second
mm-hmm.
oldest brother, he done really been to war, you know what I'm saying, in Afghanistan
right.
when I was in like eighth grade. You feel me? So you
man.
Know, like I say, shit. My family like they can seem dysfunctional at times, but you know what I'm saying, when you really need them.
When you really need
you
them, they together.
Yeah, when you really need them, they gonna be there. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? And really,
that's a
typical
black family.
It's supposed to be, for sure. Like, it's supposed to be family first. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we get shit misconstrued, and we'll put other motherfuckers before our family because we feel like they might got our best interest at the time. And sometimes we could be blinded by the difference between, you know, how long you know somebody, or how strong you done, you know what I'm saying, been fucking with them.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
My family always gave me the freedom, you know what I'm saying,
to
have a man for myself, you know.
That's what it's all
like
about.
We always bumped heads on you know, small little disagreements that's like neither here nor there, but that's how I know they allowed me to have a man for myself without them projecting what they thought or what they feel into me, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. What you call that other shit, that's what that is. And by the way,
right,
let me shout out your brother. Your brother done been to the war and everything. I definitely appreciate his service to this country, definitely, you know, because, you know, whether people want to knock them or not, without those military men and women keeping us safe, you know, we could be going through some shit like they are in the Ukraine or some shit like that. So, you know, I definitely appreciate his service to the company, for real, to the country, for real on that. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You know, especially considering I was in the service myself way back in the day. Way back in the day. Absolutely. Hey, you got any projects coming up, Yellow?
At the moment, I don't have nothing coming up, but you know, I'm still cooking up, you know, still sending beats out to whoever need them, whoever want them, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And let me shout you out, cause without the producers making them sound good, guess what? You know, so the producer is probably one of the most important parts of the whole motherfucking project when you're putting music out there, for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
Without the producer putting it out there, it's not going to get out there. You feel what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Yeah, for sure. Let me ask you. I got a little something on here. I want to know if you happen to know who this particular artist is. Gaza, give him a little taste of it.
Hey, you niggas acting like y'all gangsters, y'all ain't really on the crumb.
Really on the crumb. Hey, hell yeah, man. That's my motherfucking brother, man. Long live my brother, Big Folks Ball 7.
For sure. Here, what I want you to do, go ahead and introduce that cut for me, my brother. And before you go further, let me say I definitely appreciate you tapping in. I know this is probably something that's a little out your norm, so I definitely appreciate you tapping in with the OG here on the place to be. This is the place to be with the OG Tiger Lee, and I hope this ain't the last time you call. We have different topics every Thursday, so feel free to call in anytime and kick it with me. You family with me now, too. Fuck it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. For sure, go ahead and introduce this track.
Man, y'all already know what the fuck going on, man. It's your boy, Yellow Boy. Man, this next song coming on right now, my motherfucking brother, Boss 7, Back in Blood remix, man. Long live my brother.
Bitch.
Boss 7 in this bitch.
Like y'all gangsters, y'all ain't really on the crumb. Y'all ain't known for popping shit, you niggas known for taking slugs. DJ told me Selly dropping, all them niggas thought it was. JJ shot me from the back and KB just gave him up. Yeah, KB just gave him up. Chop that shit up as a loss, cause I'ma get that back in blood. You niggas know I'm a bug, fuck showing niggas some love. Mama threw the back no gloves, cause people knew who it was. Niggas take me shit, ain't sweet, it ain't no standing on that block. 7.62 bitch, we come through, we sweep that lot. Got about 8 up in this AK, I'ma gon' let off a shot. I just chopped it up with Re-Rock, he say niggas say I'm hot. Also B-Gang, ACG gang, niggas can't see me gang. That most three-way catch a nigga, leave him on the E-Way. My niggas don't play catch a goofy, we gon' have a fun day. Every Friday feel like B-Day, we call that lil' D-Day. Hey, fuck them niggas thought it was. Had to cut they ass off cause they kept fucking up my plug. I had to get it out the mud. I ain't get no handouts, I had to get it out the mud. You niggas acting like y'all gangsters, y'all ain't really on the crumb. Y'all ain't known for popping shit, you niggas known for taking slugs. DJ told me Selly dropping, all them niggas thought it was. JJ shot me from the back and KB just gave him up. Yeah, KB just gave him up. Chop that shit up as a loss, cause I'ma get that back in blood. You niggas know I'm a bug, fuck showing niggas some love. Mom come through the back, no gloves. Buzz. Mo Montana hit my line and he say check it out, look cuz. He been gone for 17, when he touch down we gon' be good. It's free triggin', it's free bow, and niggas know that it's free snub. Niggas still been on Glenwood, huh? We put up them lit ass glizzies, bought some 50s for them little homies. Boy, you better call your big homie. No, I ain't lacking in this bitch. Hell yeah, I got that bitch on me. My grill cost about 1500. OG Rock gave me the plug, only charged me about 8 something. I went and caught me some white gold, nigga. Couple diamonds in the top, in the bottom, all closed fronts. What you got up in your wood, nigga? Heard you smoking that finesse, and you talking about you smoke runs. Ball up, you don't want no problem, pussy, ball up. told me Selly dropping, all them niggas thought it was. JJ shot me from the back and KB just gave him up.
Just like that. Bitch, yeah. I like that. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. I have definitely appreciated everyone calling in tonight on my inaugural return to the radio. I have definitely enjoyed myself. This is what it is with me. This is what it is. Let me keep it buck with you. I talk plenty of shit, but I'm a kind-hearted, good, solid dude. So let me keep it real. Family is family, regardless. Now, I talk shit about my family. You know, it's all entertainment. But at the end of the day, if they needed me, I'm going to be the first one there, and they know that. And I come with guns blazing, for sure, no matter what the situation. Guns are always blazing. If they need me in a positive way, I'm there. If they need me in a negative way, I'm going to be there because they're my family. And I was raised up to be down for family, 100, not half, not part-time, not, you know, but 100% of the time, definitely. I definitely appreciate everybody that's called into my show tonight. It's definitely been a pleasure speaking to everyone, getting everyone's opinion. It gets greater. It gets greater later. So I hope everyone stays tuned in. You know, we all about having the fun. I try not to bring too much negativity. If I can help it, you know, I talk a little shit, but that's just talking shit. That's what it is. I'm here to communicate, to educate. I like to see people grow. And that's what this platform is all about, is for you all to grow. What else can I say? Here's what I want you to do. If you want to reach out to me, you tap into tigerlee.og. That's on my Instagram. That's probably the only place I'm going to see it. I don't be on my phone a lot. I work a job where I'm on the damn phone, and I hate that shit when I get off. So I'm not on the phone a lot, but I'm going to see you, and I'll definitely know you there for sure, for sure. I've appreciated all of you. I appreciate you, Gaza. You my guy, for sure. Definitely appreciate you. Appreciate everybody that's been here. Zero Smiles. I don't know if you're still with me or not. I hope so. But I appreciate you assisting me and giving, you know,
listening. Yo, I'm
you know,
still here.
My brother, just being there so I can lean on you just a little bit, because this was my first one back, and I didn't want to fuck it up. You understand what I'm saying? I'm kind of a professional.
Man, it was a great show. It was
appreciate
a great show. Great way to come back.
It.
Great topic
appreciate
to come
it
back with. Man,
absolutely
we missed you. And it is a pleasure to have you back, man. It was an
absolute
aspect to our lineup that was missing, and in fact, a lot of people just want to call in sometime and just talk, and your show is that
sometime
perfect platform for it, man.
And exactly. That's what it is. All right. So here it is. That's the end of my hour here on For the Record Radio. I definitely appreciate it. Like I said, I appreciate each and every last one of you. Everybody, For the Record family, I want to shout out my For the Record family. I love each of y'all. I'm glad to be back. I hope we can benefit not only from my wisdom, because you guys got wisdom, and then, you know, I learn and I glean and grow from you guys probably more than you all glean and grow from me. So I definitely appreciate it. Gossip, you already know what it is. I don't even have to express that. You know what my heart feels towards you, my brother. 100. This is it. Till next week. For the Record Radio. Next Thursday night.
Ooh, ooh. You the new wave, pussy juice like juicy fruit, I'm thirsty for your Kool-Aid. M.I.A. Ocean Drive, baby girl, let's do day. Hit you with them roses on your birthday, that's a bouquet. Ooh, ooh, this a two-way. Orlando ballin' with the Magic, think I'm playing 2K. Sharper than the razor, got me looking like a new blade. Foot Locker release that, you a cutie, get the new J's. Ooh, ooh, we on that douce. Flying in that kitty, give me top like it's a toupee. Ooh, ooh, I got my shoelace, stepping in this bitch, I'll be fresher than some toothpaste. I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me busting like a topper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me busting like the chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in.
Ooh. Oh, like what the fuck is that? Why she stick her ass so fat? She got that hump, no camel back. She hot and drip, no candle wax. South Beach Dion sandals black. I'm a coke boy, she want this dick. You think she fiend for crack? White rice with the egg strip jumbo in it. Ball Marley paper, hot robber with the gumbo in it. I ain't trying to cuff it, all love it. You can cuddle with it. I'm just trying to get that mop top. She leave a puddle with it. 1738, 1942. In the room, she bustin' like a 38 and 42. Me and Rude Boy Ben trying to get it in. Pulling up foreign, hopping out. Then he told her friend,
I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me bustin' like a topper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me bustin' like a chopper or F&N. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh.
Yeah. Make me do this shit, Jay. Fuck Jada promote. Yeah. Understand when you talk about being a man. On my dick about my paper, you just being a fan. Coked out on the phone about some being that plan. Wanting royalties for my music, can't agree to this man. You a fake nigga, better yet, you just a phony. Talking like Blake was your people, then he ain't mention you. Homie didn't respond, so that fucked up my deal with Sony. Stop blowing smoke up my ass, bitch, you can just blow me. Don't ever speak on some shit that ain't involving your ass. Big time promoter, but you begging Blake hard for cash. Call you a has-been, but nigga, really, you never had. You a garbage motherfucker, all you talk is trash. Now look at you, bitch, Flynn got me out of my element. Real, recognize real, but I ain't buying you selling it. You don't want to smoke, it's probably why you ain't a hell in it. Would've kept it between us if you ain't blocked me from messages. You ain't studied for testing it. I'm the old and New Testament. I'm a king and a god. Coming at you, no blessing. And talking at you, a reckless. No, you ain't respectless. Taking quick shots at your throat like Persona diamond necklaces. All you wanna do is mad as fuck. You ain't getting Blake money. You a money hungry snake who pretends to be friends. He wasn't gone for a day and you plotted on his end. You a bitch, he ain't tying all his music to you. Them drugs got you fucked up and you abusing them too. See, it's amusing to me that the music to you make you think you a thief. Oh, y'all just veterans too. He wasn't better than me, I wasn't better than Boo. Just cause we was young, she don't mean you veteran, dude. See, I know I'm the one, and you knowing it too. You try to ignore me, but I'm better than you. I bet you think I'm real, responsive. Grandma said don't entertain a fool, oh, it's nonsense. Tried to channel my inner cool, then I lost it on some fake ass promoter from New York who looks just like a hobbit, huh? Yeah, nigga, fuck Jay the promoter. Fuck One Mic Music. Fuck everything that nigga stand for. And Jay don't get it fucked up or misconstrued. This shit here, just for you. But any nigga who wanna get involved and jump in it, well, that nigga can get it too. Yeah. Black Justice.
Demons like I play a Ouija. So much head from niggas, bitches, when they see me wanna squeeze up. All the spirits are my niggas and they tell me that you pussy. Yeah, hey, you ain't ready for the game. So much dead around me, I got demons like I play a Ouija. So much head from niggas, bitches, when they see me wanna squeeze up. All the spirits are my niggas and they tell me that you pussy. Yeah, hey, you ain't ready for the game.
I eat my enemies like a zombie, I'm a creep. Face to ghost, coast to coast, bodies floating in the water. I don't never go to sleep, yeah, I'm a super freak. I make all these niggas nervous, so they wanna hold a peace.
When you look into the mirror, you don't ever see yourself. If you could, why you leeching on everybody else? I was born up in a casket, doctor, see a dead man walking. In a horror story fashion, yeah, yo bitch, you see me jockin'. Get the ball black like Bruce Wayne. Burn it all down, get the propane. Let it on fire, let the noose hang. Yeah, I'm so down with it, I'm so proud with it. I see the truth, that's why I'm so bitter. Line up the truck, I start to get jitters. Crosses up in the ground, I stay with him. Yo. So much dead around me, I got demons like I play a Ouija. So much head from niggas, bitches, when they see me wanna squeeze up. All the spirits are my niggas, and they tell me that you pussy. Yeah, hey, you ain't ready for the game. So much dead around me, I got demons like I play a Ouija. So much head from niggas, bitches, when they see me wanna squeeze up. All the spirits are my niggas and they tell me that you pussy. Yeah, hey, you ain't ready for the game.
my demons get to death. And don't you ever disrespect him or your soul will be subtracted. I be clowning if I make your body floating. Yeah, I'm packing. What I'm poking make your body go numb. Who you asking?
When I'm feeling really gully, I call that invaders them. When I'm feeling all the zannies, the lights are flickering. Niggas walking in my shadows, had to lose them in a whip. Dead boy hop into the market, wish a nigga give me a lip. I'm awake right now, I'm asleep
right now.
I'm okay right now, yeah, I think
right. What you say?
I'm awake right now, I'm asleep
right now.
What you say? I'm okay right now, yeah, I think
right now.
So much dead around me, I got demons like I play a Ouija. So much head from niggas, bitches, when they see me wanna squeeze up. All the spirits of my niggas, and they tell me that you pussy, yeah. Hey, you ain't ready for the game. So much dead around me, I got demons like I play a Ouija. So much head from niggas, bitches, when they see me wanna squeeze up. All the spirits of my niggas, and they tell me that you pussy, yeah. Hey, you ain't ready for the game.
Shit y'all just started doing ain't new to us, nigga. That's old money.
I've been old.
So they've been waiting for it, right?
No, they've been waiting.
That's a motion track.
Dawn. Boogie. What up, nigga? Yeah.
I went broke, came up with the same niggas. When that last card hit, that's a game winner. Drink sippers and I mix it with the painkillers. Paid niggas, small hood full of grave diggers. Make moves, pay dues, niggas stay true. Same crew, bitching and switching is what I can't do. Riding in my paint new, got me swerving all over the curb is what that drink do. Still avoiding the state troops. Hit the I-95 with a half tank. Make a stop at CVS just to grab blank. Came from that milk crate, talking about them corner nights. Had to get my daughter wiped, ain't leaving till it's morning light. Rolling dice and pouring pints, never the sober type. Send your soul to Christ, get your block 8 on the motorbike. Pussy niggas all alike, that's why we ignore the hype. I let this 40 rain, 40 days, 40 nights.
All this money, we gon' spend.
Already knows that I'm a tip for ya. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ain't no telling if I'm willing to trust, but I'm willing to bust. And you know I stay up on that cheap shit. And when I hit up in the back, you squeeze, squish. Then I make you lick the dick and get lick the tip and stop biting on your motherfucker lip.
She know that she got it. Just look at that booty and body. I just might make a deposit. I'm loving the way that you drop it. She know that she got it. Just look at that booty and body. I just might make a deposit. I'm loving the way that you drop it. She got me like, ooh, 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 I love the way you move, ooh, 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 I love the way you move, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the salsa overload. She wants some dick, hold her overdose. She wanted deep throat, I'ma make a choke. Drop this work in some water, I'm selling Yola. I've been fighting the force, like my name is Yola. Two hoes in my whip and I'm driving for it. She ride with the kid cause you fucking boring. Now can you win your bitch, I shoot out for Lord. Yeah, power move. Hollows and knock out your cuticles. My life's so brazy and beautiful. You talking crazy, we shooting you. Yeah, the devil's here, illuminated like a chandelier. You talking water, let's drink it there. My niggas will make you disappear. Hey, inside of my mind, I can't make it out. The devil's inside, I can't fake it now. Pain be my pleasure, I taste it now. Money the motive, I take it now. Drag me to hell, fuck them pearly gates. Cause I built for the real, can't fuck with the fake. Cause only the real be around when I'm down low. We fill up the room and we drown in the smoke. Tell them stop hating, we destined for greatness. The key is be patient, the talent don't waste it. My team, we gon' make it, the dream we be chasing. The money we take. Can't fuck with the basics. Tell them stop hating, we destined for greatness. The key is be patient, the talent don't waste it. My team, we gon' make it, the dream we be chasing. The money we take it, can't fuck with the basics. I got the salsa overload. She wants this dumb dick, hold her overdose. She wanted deep throat, I'ma make a choke. Drop this work in some water, I'm selling Yola. I've been fighting the force, like my name is Yola. Two hoes in my whip and I'm driving for it. She ride with the kid cause you fucking boring. Now can you win your bitch, I shoot out for Lord. Yeah, power move, hollows and knock on your cuticles. My life so brazy and beautiful. You talking crazy, we shooting you. Yeah, the devil's here, illuminated like a chandelier. You talking water, let's bring it there. My niggas will make you disappear. Hey, put some respect on my name. Hold my niggas since that's such a brain. All you little niggas too lame. I promise we are not the same. No, please do not think I'm a hoe. Because I might let some shit go, I let it blow. I catch him like it was brackin', I leave him dead up on the floor. Got some choppers the size of Broly, sit in the guy but first leave him holy. Choppers on deck and they fully loaded. Missile like shells, leave this body frozen. Big ol' black truck, I might run him over. I'm up the drugs, bitch, I'm never sober. Big ol' 40 buckle like a Trojan. How about your main bitch and pussy over? I let the salsa overload. She wants this dumb dick, hold her overdose. She wanted deep throat, I'ma make a choke. Drop this work in some water, I'm selling Yola. I've been fighting the force, like my name is Yola. Two hoes in my whip and I'm driving for it. She ride with the kid cause you fucking boring. Now can you win your bitch, I shoot out for Lord. Yeah.
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music.
It's Polo Shaq. You know if I'm on the radio, I'm locked in with Fly Gaza. And this one is approved.
Fly Gaza approved.